Mona McSharry on Monday, Daniel Whiffen on Tuesday, Kelly Harrington on Wednesday, Philip Doyle and Dara Lynch on Thursday. A medal a day so far for Ireland at the Olympics, three more for athletes in the north for Britain, and there could be more to come. Today, Paul O'Donovan aims to become the first Irish person to win a medal at three different games, maybe even a third gold. There are two more rowing finals, a postponed sailing final, show jumping and the start of the athletics. But there's been more disappointment and controversy for Irish women in the boxing ring. Des Cahill is in Paris. Morning, Des.
Good morning, Gavin. We've a day of golden opportunity, as you've said there in our intro, and we have great disappointment this morning. Outrage, in fact, in the Irish camp. There was bitter anger and disappointment in the boxing last night. I was there and speaking to some of the coaches who, in the heat of the moment, were saying, I can't stay in this sport. They were devastated by the decision that went against young, brave woman Dana Morehouse, who suffered a very contentious split decision loss to France champion Vasile Lakhdari in the women's 50k division. The Olympic silver medalist Kenneth Egan called the decision absolutely shameful. And Adrian Eames spoke about the result with another former Irish international, Eric Donovan.
She got beat by this girl last year on a split decision. It was close last year, so she went back to the drawing board, and everything you asked that was asked of her to do, she did, and she did it immensely. And I thought that was a clear, convincing victory for Dana Morehouse today.
So what does boxing need to do now to sort things out, in your view?
Well, here's the thing. They removed the IBA because they said they weren't happy with the governance, their ethical issues or their financial governance, and they took control. The IOC took control, and they constructed and implemented a boxing judges task force. But like, this is not just down to competence. I think there could be a bigger thing going on here, and I'd hate to say that, but like, I mean, what is everybody watching? Like, we're looking at the fight straight in front of us. The name of boxing is they hit the other person more than they hit you. And if you actually look at the computer scoring of that fight, I would say that Dana Morehouse outlanded her. The other thing about the 10-9 scoring is the change there because they wanted maybe to kind of spice it up, you know, and a bit more action, a bit more entertainment. But 3 minutes is a long time in a round, and the judges don't get to score that round until the end of the 3 minutes. So even if you do great work in the first 2 minutes and your opponent does good work in the last 30 seconds, that's the impression they're leaving on the judges' minds, and they might favour that work, the latter work. But with the computer scoring, it's in the moment. They're scoring the fight as it happens. I think there probably should be a return to the computer scoring system. To be honest with you, I'm happy enough to stand behind and advocate for whatever is going to make the scoring better and fair for boxers, because they're the ones that are suffering, not these officials, not these judges.
That's Eric Donovan. Jack Marley's dream of getting a medal came to an end in the heavyweight quarterfinal against Tajikistan's Davlat Baltiev, a split decision there as well. Great praise for the swimming performance of Tom Fannin. Narrowly failed to make the 50-metre men's freestyle final despite setting a new Irish record. He missed out in the final by 0.1 of a second. But the main focus today are medals. Plenty of opportunities. Let's go, first of all, to look at our three rowing finals. Could be an historic day for Skibbereen's Paul O'Donovan. He's going along with Fintan McCarthy, as you know, and Paul bidding for his third medal in three games. It has never been achieved by an Irishman before. That races off at 2 minutes past 11. Ross Carrigan and Nathan Timoney in the men's pair. That's at 10:30 if you want to watch it. And also chasing gold, Margaret Cremin and Aoife Casey at 11:20, the women's lightweight double sculls final. Joining us to discuss their chances, our rowing co-commentator Eugene Coakley. Three finals, but manage our expectations, Eugene. Stop us from getting carried away.
We certainly have raised the bar with Irish rowing the last number of years, and to have seven boats in the Olympics, it's fantastic. But regarding medals, we've already got one medal yesterday with a great bronze from the heavyweight double. Expectation today, I guess everyone would expect the lightweight double from Skibbereen to take the gold. But again, a top-level sport, nothing is guaranteed. Then we've got the men's pair, and I'm so excited about this one because these young boys from Enniskillen, they're just an exciting boat to watch. And they will be in lane one, and the crowd, half of Ireland is over there. They'll be next to them, cheering them on. So I wouldn't be surprised if they can sneak up in lane one for a bronze, but it'll be a big task. And finally, we've got the lightweight women's double scull, and they've done exceptionally well to make it into the final. It's a big task for them, but again, if you're in the final, you've got a chance.
Yeah. So real to be realistic, it's obviously the history maker, Paul himself, and Fintan are our strongest chance. Where is their main challenge going to come from?
It's going to come from Italy and Switzerland. They did beat them. Italy and Switzerland did beat Ireland earlier this year, but that was a bit of an anomaly. And Ireland, as we saw during the earlier rounds this week, they're back to their best. They made easy work of the heat and the semi-final. So, you know, it's Olympic final. Anything can happen, but I'm highly confident that Ireland will take the gold.
Some achievement, wouldn't it be? But what about, like, we saw Romania win yesterday when the lads took bronze. So things can go, like, against the head as such. And you reckon Ross Carrigan and Nathan can do that. Who are the big dangers for them in the men's pair?
They're there racing today in lane one, meaning when they come into the last 250 metres, they'll have all of Ireland supporting you and shouting for them. So I wouldn't rule it out that they will sneak up for a bronze, but it could go anyway. It's the Olympic final, let's be honest. So it'll be tight margin on the finish line.
Is there a strong favourite there?
The strong favourite, the Croatian twin brothers, the Sinkovic, they're one of the more decorated rowers of the regatta. It's probably their retirement party and actually birthday party for Valent, who's 36 today. Oh. So they have won Olympic gold in the pair 3 years ago. So they'll be probably the crew to beat.
All right. And you make the point that we should acknowledge the achievement of Margaret Cremin and Aoife Casey in reaching the final and probably not expected to get a medal in the rowing world over here.
Yeah, it's an incredible achievement. In the semi-final, they reached a crescendo, really, because they put the French Olympic silver medalists out to make it into the final. They're over there in lane one, which will be difficult. I expect the race will happen in the middle. But, you know, if you're in the final, we ought to say at least you've got a chance. You've got to be in it to win it.
Well, enjoy it, Eugene. I can tell you're excited.
I certainly am. Thank you, Des.
All right, well, our next medal chance is in sailing. Frustration for Robert Dixon and Sean Waddilove yesterday when their medal race was postponed. Reporting now from the marina in Marseille, Jackie Hurley.
Well, they've had to wait an extra day, but the same prospect lies in store for Sean Waddilove and Rob Dixon in their bid to become Ireland's latest medal winners today. Two failed attempts at the medal race yesterday faltered due to a lack of wind in Marseille. Race organisers gave it every last chance of being completed before time ran out, and they eventually had to make a call to push the race out by another day. But perhaps for Ireland, a stroke of fortune, as they found themselves outside the medals in deteriorating conditions. For their part, the Irish crew remained calm and said their race strategy will not change. The Dublin duo lies second overall and know that a top four finish will guarantee a medal when the race resumes just after noon at 12:13 Irish time.
That's Jackie Hurley. Sounds like she's reporting from the wheelhouse of her boat there in the marina, but she'll bring us up to date on all of the action from that medal race later on. What about our show jumping team? Shane Sweetnam, Daniel Coyle and Keane O'Connor finished sixth to comfortably place and qualify for today's medal round in the show jumping team event. It gets underway again at 1 o'clock. And what advice would former Olympic bronze medalist Keane O'Connor give to his teammates going into today?
Yeah, they won't need any advice there. Right, for a small nation, we punch above our weight week in, week out in all sports, but particularly in show jumping. The guys are winning classes all over the world. And this year we've done well in Nations Cups. We won the Nations Cup in Ocala in Florida, and we won in Aachen a few weeks ago as well. So the lads are in good form. If everything goes according to plan, hopefully we'll be there or thereabouts.
Hopefully indeed. Now, round two of the golf is already underway. Rory McIlroy of the Irish, he's 5 behind Hideki Matsuyama, the Japanese player, 8 under. Rory finished 3 under. Shane Lowry level par. A bit frustrated. He feels he can do better today, and a good round will bring him back into it. Now, today possibly the busiest day for Irish athletes at the game. So many in action, but it's also the day when athletics begins, and this is often seen, of course, as the centrepiece of an Olympic game. So let's go live to the track. David Matthews is part of our commentary team. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning, Des. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. So, look, tell us about this track. They're saying it's going to be the fastest track ever. You've walked it, haven't you?
I have. I had the pleasure of walking the track yesterday with myself and Greg Allen. We didn't run. We walked at a slow pace. And according to the manufacturers, they're saying it's a 2% improvement on previous tracks. Now, as they say, a combination of geometric air cells, if you can believe all that, allows for a greater bounce. So, you know, it's hard to tell, but only a time will tell, and as I say, the watch doesn't lie.
But it's more bouncy, effectively.
Seemingly so, yeah. Like sometimes harder tracks are faster, but yeah, there's a lot of science behind this, and they're claiming that this is a faster track. But we'll soon see once the action starts here.
Athletics in an Olympics always gives us a couple of superstars. Who are the ones that the casual viewer who'll be glued to this now should watch out for?
In fairness, like there's a number of superstars, a host, 44 medals to be decided. Noah Lyles, the sprinter, the self-proclaimed fastest man in the earth. He's flamboyant, he's quick. He's looking for a 1 and 200 meter double. He's not shy.
And
then Mondo Duplantis. Now he's the pole vaulter. He's the nailed on favorite, broken the world record numerous times. He's on show as well. And on the women's side, we've probably the greatest female middle distance athlete of all time, Faith Kipyegon. She holds the world record of 1,500 and 5,000. She's going for an unprecedented third gold medal in the 1,500. Bearing in mind, we have our own Irish athletes in that. And finally, one to watch would be Yaroslav Mahuchuk. This is a Ukrainian woman who just a number of weeks ago in this very stadium broke a 37-year-old high jump record. So listen, there's huge amount of superstars, 44 medals on offer here, and the action starts in about an hour's time.
And will Rashida get one?
that's the $64 million question. You know, she's bypassed the mixed relay. In my opinion, I think it's the correct decision. And the reason being is, you know, there is a Natalia Kaczmarek of Poland pipped her in Rome in the European Championships recently by a tenth of a second. Rashida had a run, an extra run in her legs. And if by bypassing the mixed relay, you know, can give that freshness needed to get a medal, I think it's a decision well done.
All right, David, thanks a million. We'll hear from Dave and Greg throughout the games. Right, some big international stars finally making their mark last night. Andy Murray made his permanent exit from tennis. Himself and Dan Evans beaten in the doubles quarterfinal. Simone Biles making history. Second Olympic gold from Paris and her sixth overall. She is the star. She even put a goat around her neck, a little piece of jewellery, the goat, the greatest of all time, to acknowledge that. But the real star for the French is Léon Marchand, the swimmer, who won two golds in the space of two extraordinary hours last night. The French organised it to give him an hour and 50 minutes recovery time between the 200 butterfly final and the breaststroke final. The whole of France was glued to this, and it was quite extraordinary. He has been the star of these games, and you'll hear a lot more about Léon Marchand over the coming days. Hopefully, we'll bring you a medal. We'll carry news of it all through the day here on RTÉ Radio 1.
Des, thank you. Coverage continuing shortly on RTÉ 2 television and the RTÉ 2 RTÉ player.